Hi, I'm Matt Dixon with Purple Patch Fitness again. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk a little bit about training success. This is such a global topic, but in fact it's one that's critical for every level of athlete. And so I just want to spend today of like some, in my experience, what it really takes to be successful in training so that you can perform well. I think so many of us just do the daily grind of training without really thinking about what is it that actually makes training translate into performance. So I have a list of relatively random shotgun of lists of information or concepts that I think will help you frame your training better. And hopefully by the end I can wrap it up into a nice two or three concepts that you can think, yep, that's what I'm always going to go back to when I approach my training. Now I think training in general can only be effective if first you have a long-term vision. And so I'm going to start this with this word, direction. What direction are you building towards? I always think about training or events as just a constant ongoing evolution of an athlete. The most successful athletes are ones that have continuity both in training as well as their racing. And so year after year, season after season, athletes should evolve, they should improve. And ultimately we need a North Star that we're building towards. So rather than just delving straight into your weekly or daily training, let's first establish you need to have a North Star. Where do you want to be an athlete? Not just in the next 12 weeks, but where do you want to be an athlete in the next few years? If you can start to frame that and think about what you'd really like to get out of the sport, that will help set your path as to where you're going. And that's really important. But now let's get into the nitty-gritty of actually your training week. Every time you approach a training session, what are some of the key concepts that I see for the most successful athletes? Well, there are many. The first one is unbelievably simple, but most athletes don't do it. Proper execution of the plan. In any given training week, it doesn't matter what level you're at, it doesn't matter what sport you're training for, a smart training program should have a relatively wide variety of the types of workouts that are prescribed. You're going to have some very, very low intensity, easy workouts. You're going to have some challenging workouts with high intensity, and you'll probably have some workouts that are more endurance-based workouts that ask for a longer amount or a larger amount of volume in those workouts. One of the biggest mistakes that I see is athletes confuse the purpose of the workout. In other words, they make their easy runs or easy swims or easy rides, whatever it might be, too hard. Maybe that's through a lack of confidence, maybe that's through a lack of thought, but ultimately making the easy stuff too hard in the pursuit of getting better can really be destructive. At the same time, that will temper your ability to have great performances on the really challenging key focus workouts of the week. And so as you read your training program and as you follow your plan, it's very, very important that you try and execute on what the purpose of the day is. If it's easy, that is a part of the plan, and that fits into the plan because the likelihood is your easy day or easy session is there to support and either help facilitate recovery and adaptation from the days prior or set you up for a key workout that's coming out in the next two or three days. I see so many athletes that just muddy the waters by just making almost the two ends of the spectrums of intensity and volume bring together and they do a whole lot of stuff in the middle. So actually executing the plan is really, really critical. Make the easy easy, don't step over the board so that you can make the hard or the challenging workouts really, really effective. The second component is actually training success comes with support of that training. As I always talk about, it's not just your training plan that makes you successful in your training. You have to also support that training with the key elements that help facilitate recovery from that training, as well as the adaptations that we're looking for in that training. Specifically, that will come with smart recovery. The best component of recovery is really two elements. Number one, great priority on sleep. Number two, ensuring that you're fueling during and following those workouts and really eating an optimal diet. For many times, for endurance athletes, it's actually eating enough. Very few endurance athletes get to eat enough calories to support their training. But proper sleep and making that as much as a priority, as well as a little bit of downtime every day, and then supporting your training with proper nutrition, absolutely critical. The third component that I want to talk about is actually the decisions that you make as you go through the process. Endurance sports are not easy. There's no way to get around it. Ultimately, if you want to be successful in endurance sports, you have to train hard. And you have to train darn hard. It's a very challenging thing. And you have to do it over a long period of time. But that doesn't mean that you should leave yourself in a state of perpetual failure and fatigue. And so while this is a very challenging sport that you're getting ready for, and it requires a lot of sacrifice, dedication, and hard graft, you also have to make sure that you make smart decisions along the way that enable you to apply your training program in a somewhat flexible and plastic fashion. And what I mean by that is, ultimately, really smart training success comes from the ongoing assessment of how you're feeling and establishing the wisdom of knowing when to push through and when to back off. And it's a really hard concept just to teach people, but it is a thing that's really important to be cognizant of. It's one of the reasons that I like the tool RestWise, is because it actually gives you, the athlete, a daily check-in with yourself to say, hey, how am I feeling? Am I fatigued? Am I overly fatigued? And is that fatigue down to, yes, I'm training hard at the moment, or is it down to other stresses and maybe my body's not able to absorb the training right now? But really having an ongoing self-dialogue with yourself to knowing when to push through and when to back off is really, really important. There is an art to that, and it's an art that is really established through wisdom of experience, but at the same time you have to make smart decisions. I think that stepping back from, and in order to you to help make those smart decisions, you have to have a firm understanding of how performance truly arrives, and that's with consistency. And so if you accumulate so much fatigue, either from a hormonal or a musculoskeletal standpoint, that you are starting to not respond to your training, or you're not performing great training sessions, or ultimately you're at a higher risk rate of injury where your body's actually starting to break down, and therefore you have accumulated too much fatigue, and it is much better to back off, because you will lose consistency if you get sick, injured, or over-fatigued. And so when you start to make smart decisions about your training, your overall quest is that you don't want to string together just this next session and maybe the session after. You want to string together months and months of training where the majority of that training is successfully executed relative to the plan. And if that means that sometimes you have to back off and take an extra little bit of recovery, so be it, that's important. And that's really a key guide for me to take a step back and say, well, what does that mean? What's the word that means? But you're making smart decisions. That normally translates into this one word. For you to be successful, you have to have a tremendous amount of patience to let the process happen. Ultimately, training success never comes with any key sessions that you do, even any week of training that you do. The process occurs over many, many sessions, weeks, months, and even seasons of training. Now, as we get ready for this event, we're going to look to maximize your results for this event, but ultimately, I don't want your next event to be the only great event that you have. I want the ones that you do for the rest of the season and maybe the years to come to be even better. Ultimately, training success comes with consistency. And consistency comes with a balanced training approach that you have to be very, very patient, make smart decisions, and yes, train very hard, but make sure that you can stay even and consistent throughout your whole training program. As you go through your journey, keep that in mind, but also if you're not sure, ping us an email, plansupport@purplepatchfitness.com, and we'll try and help you make those decisions on your way. Let's start the journey. Let's go from here. Matt Dixon signing off. Cheers.